93.7 The River, River City's new classic rock, Dog and Joe Show. If you got email and you watch Netflix, watch out because there's a new internet hoax going around. It shows up in your email and it looks identical, almost identical to the official messages you get from Netflix. And the message claims that your account has been disabled. And to reactivate it, you got to update it with your payment details. And then after you do that, what they have is your banking info.
Yeah.
And then after they do that, well, then they take your banking info out and they buy stuff. So if you see that email, careful, don't open it. If you do, don't put in the banking info. Because who doesn't have a Netflix account? I mean, hell, even I have one now.
I know. That means everyone has one.
Yeah. If I've got one, that means everyone does. And what they do is, they're just so smart, these hackers, because they know everyone's watching Netflix. I've got three shows that I'm waiting to return on. I'm waiting for season four of Narcos, waiting for season two of Ozark, and I'm waiting for season four of The Ranch.
Oh, The Ranch, too. So, I forgot you were watching that one.
I have three shows that I'm waiting for return seasons on, and this is smart. It's so deviant because they know people are waiting. And people, when they don't have their Netflix, they get itchy. This is good because they're like, oh, my God, my Netflix, how come it's suspended? How come it's disabled? So automatically, people are jonesing for the next episode. Blah, blah, blah. They'll type it up. Boom. Off they go. So what, don't open it.
What I was thinking about, too, with this thing is typically you don't get an email from Netflix.
I don't think I've ever seen one.
I don't think I have either. You just go to log in. And like it does on your TV or your game station or whatever it is you're watching Netflix on, your computer, you'll just get that little thing that something needs to be updated.
Yeah, you do it all on the screen.
Yeah, so you just do it all there. Like if the actual Netflix system needs to be updated, one time my debit card came to the end of its existence or whatever, and
expired.
I was getting a new one sent in the mail. You know, it came up that my payment didn't go through. I needed to change payment details. But that's all on the program. Typically, they won't send you an email.
Yeah, if you see the email, if you don't want to delete it, at least read it. But don't put in your banking information. Yeah. That's an old scam. So watch out for that. The new Netflix show I'm peeping. And I don't know. I don't know if I can get into this. It's called Bloodline. It's got Sissy Spacek.
What is that, like a vampire show?
No, really? You think I'm going to watch a vampire show?
Well, throwing me off for a minute.
It's got Sissy Spacek, it's got Sam Shepard, and I still haven't seen this guy, but the reason I started watching it is because everything he's ever been in, it's creepy. Either creepy good or creepy bad. John Leguizamo's in it, and he's yet to make an appearance. I'm only on the third episode. Dana threw her headphones on. Have you given Bloodline a chance?
I started Bloodline a long time ago and didn't finish it, but I love it.
Okay, but if you loved it, then why have you finished it?
We've already gone over this. I have, like, show ADD, and I don't finish things.
So when did you start Bloodline? Like 3 years
Whenever
ago?
Whenever it came out, yeah.
How many episodes?
Probably six in.
See, I can't get... I'm having a hard time. It's not sucking me in. It's
What's
not,
it about?
I don't know, but I like that family.
Why do you like the Rayburns? What about the family of the Rayburns
do you
like? I love
that, like, juicy drama. Like, what's going on with the addict brother and... What happens? What did they do?
See, Dana, now, see, I wish I would have talked to you more about this, because what it is, what I'm noticing, it's more soap opera-ish.
Well, I do like soap operas. I know. Like, let's just be real.
I don't have a problem. I mean, you're a soap opera fan. What's that one you've been watching for years? General Hospital?
No, I don't watch that. No, I used to watch what you would call it on CBS. It used to come on after The Price Is
Right.
Young and the Restless.
Young and the Restless.
Yeah.
So you're somewhat of a soap opera
fan.
Well,
I watch that because I'm taking a shower and I'm tying my shoes and that guy, Victor and all those guys, they get going. And
people like soap operas.
I really don't care for a soap opera, but that's what this is. There's not enough, I don't know, there's not enough twist and turn. There's
you
not
just
enough,
want drugs in it.
You want blood and gore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need gore, but I want some realistic events, and I want it to be kind of coarse and gritty, and I need more Narcos, and I need more Ozark. That's what I need.
Laundering and drugs.
Yes, that's what I need. I need more of that. I don't need some family running a hotel down in the Florida Keys.
How'd you get into it? Who turned you on to it?
Because if you...
He's desperate.
Yeah, I'm desperate. There's nothing coming out. I'm like, come on, man. There's got to be something good. A listener turned me on to it. He said that he was watching. He said it was good. And let's be honest, Netflix, it attracts the visitor, the viewer, by the cool graphic. The cooler the graphic on the screen, the more you're going to click. And Bloodline's got a kick-ass boat on it.
And once you watch a couple things, they start recommending. These are things that Netflix recommends for you to. And typically, they're on par with what you watch.
I think this is good, and it's three seasons, you know, waiting for me, which I like that. It's just not pulling me in. It's too slow. I can't get into it.
It is slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely is slow.
You should watch The Americans.
Oh, that's so good.
What is that about?
What's that girl's name, Dana?
Carrie Russell.
Carrie Russell and then the guy.
He's got the curly hair. He was in this family, ABC family drama called...
this is horrible.
Yeah, I don't remember the name. Never mind.
Not to get off base, but now they're dating in real life.
Really?
Carrie Russell and this dude. So what they are is they are Russian spies.
Oh, God.
In the Cold War era.
Uh-huh.
And they're living in America.
Uh-huh.
And we have spies in Russia.
Uh-huh.
And it's all about what they have to do. And there's a lot of sex. And I haven't seen... Carrie Russell hasn't gotten naked yet.
So here's the deal with the Americans. I told you about this when I told you about Narcos. It's the same thing. There's a lot of stuff in Russian with subtitles.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
and,
there is. There
but
is.
The girl with the curly hair from Ozark is in The Americans.
Oh, really?
She is.
She's the teenage girl.
She's that teenage girl.
And she's an awesome little actress.
Yes, she's great.
Ruth. She plays Ruth in...
Yes, and she's this 14-year-old little girl in The Americans.
And the husband somewhat falls for her.
Yeah.
And it is a little creepish.
It's not modern time. It takes place back during the Cold War.
Yeah.
Okay, back in the 60s or whatever.
The stealth bombers were being... stealth planes were being built, stealth technology.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Huh.
I
enjoy
it.
But it's all subtitled.
No.
Oh.
They are basically assimilated into American culture. So they do things in Russian, and there's like a Russian, what do you call that thing? Like a
handler, I guess you would say.
No, the little, like they have,
I want to hear you like in the back of the head.
I'm sorry.
Spit it out. What is it, Dana?
They have like a, I can't remember the name, but it's like the foreign...
Russian embassy.
Thank you, Joe.
Embassy.
Sorry.
Yep.
Yeah, they have an embassy that they speak mostly Russian in.
Yep.
And then occasionally Carrie Russell and the guy will speak Russian, but very, very infrequently.
Yeah, I need more Ozark. I'm kind of done.
It's pretty good, dude. It's pretty good, like the way they kill and get dressed up to do deceitful things.
How many seasons?
Like four?
Yeah. It'd give you enough to watch for a while. You dig it.
Because I'm done watching these shows that have one season and you gotta wait like 8 years for 10 more episodes.
Yeah, those are hard.
The creepiest episode for me was they killed somebody and they had to stuff her inside of a suitcase.
Oh, I like this.
Yes. And and you hear the bones breaking and they... it's just awful. It's awful.
They sawed and cracked and cut to fit them in there.
And I didn't watch it because I can't handle that. But you can hear it, and it is awful.
Well, I might have to check this out. It's called The Americans.
Yes.
After they kill, they got to do their own wet work. They got to get rid of it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
Hey, drop an email or send an IM or whatever. Talk to us on Facebook. I want to know if other people have watched this. Yeah, send a private message if you think The Americans is good. Because I'm just worried that I'll get into it. It's not going to be enough.
Oh, I think it might be enough for you.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it might be.
Well, check it out.
It's dirty and seedy.
That's good. I might watch it then. All right, we got to take off. Monica Lowe's coming in next. After show today, 10:30. Make sure you join us for that. Like us, follow us on Facebook. We'll discuss some other stuff we didn't get to on the show today. And you got to do your homework now. Go to the 937theriver.com site. Get the pigskin picks in for week 3.